This call is being recorded.
Hello, this is Jeanette on a recorded line.
Yes, hello, Ms. Jeanette. This is Constance. I was speaking with you a few minutes ago.
Yes, in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we are on a recorded line. Let me pull up the form. Okay, so we were just at the date of diagnosis. When were you first diagnosed with the meningioma of the brain?
March 14th, 2021.
And what is your date of birth?
11/4/86.
1986, okay. And do you have any family members or know of any friends who may have also been affected by Depo Provera?
Yes, but I don't really speak to them often, but yes, I do know a friend that I went to school with.
Okay, absolutely. Feel free to pass my number along if you do come into contact with her.
Okay.
That is the 949 number. And did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the injectable that you used, was it called Depo Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, or the generic?
No, ma'am. Depo Provera.
Okay. And some of these questions are repetitive, so bear with me. Did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. And within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera anywhere between the years of 1992 through the present day of January 2025?
Not, yes, but not in the 1990s.
So, yeah, but anywhere between those years of 1992
yes.
through 2025, did you use Depo Provera?
Yes, I'm sorry.
That's okay. What was the first use date? Do you recall the month and the year?
Yes, it was September 2014.
Okay. September 2014. And when did you last use Depo Provera?
The last time I used it was December 2020.
December 2020, okay. And then for HIPAA purposes, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Yes, ma'am. Female.
Thank you. And then can you confirm the spelling of your first name?
C. O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy. S is in Sam, T is in Tom, A is in Alpha, N is in Nancy, C is in Charlie, E is in Echo.
Thank you. And then how do I spell your last name?
P as in Papa, E, R, K, I, N, S.
Okay, so I have your first name spelled C-O-N-S-T-A-N-C-E.
Yes.
And then I have your last name spelled P-E-R-K-I-N-S.
Yes.
Okay, and then I have an email address here for you, your first name, last name, 21@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your phone number down as 945-272-6309. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And is this a cell phone or a landline?
Cell phone.
Okay. And what is a good mailing address for you?
1110 East Wintergreen Road, apartment number 1525. DeSoto, Texas, 75115.
Okay, 75115. So I have your address as 1110 East Wintergreen Road, apartment 1525, DeSoto, Texas, 75115.
Yes.
Okay. And then the Depo-Provera, was it administered by a doctor, yourself, medical staff?
A doctor.
Okay. And how many times were you injected with Depo-Provera?
So with that, it was every 3 months because it was for contraception.
So every 3 months, and then you started in 2014 to 2020. That's about 6 years. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
So then if it was every 3 months, so four times a year, is it okay to estimate that you were injected about 6 times 4, 24 times? Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a different number you'd like me to put?
Not that I'm, let me see. No, I don't know. No.
Okay.
Because it was every 3 months. I had to go every 3 months. I do remember.
Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that administered the Depo-Provera?
Was it every 3 months or every 6 months? It was every 3 months. Dr. Brittany Bauer.
Okay. Dr. Brittany Bauer. And where did Dr. Bauer practice out of?
It's at a hospital, Methodist Dallas Medical Center.
Okay. Medical Center. Okay. Medical Center, and that is on Beckley F.
Yes.
Okay. And Bauer, B-O-W-E-R?
No, ma'am. Bowler, B.
Oh.
B-O-W-L-E-R.
L-E-R. Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay. And then what was the name of the pharmacy where the Depo-Provera was prescribed out of? Was it the hospital pharmacy or did you go to like a CVS?
I'm sorry, the pharmacy?
Yeah, where they filled the Depo-Provera. Do you recall if you had to go to a CVS or a Rite Aid or was it prescribed out of the hospital, the Methodist Dallas Medical Center?
Received it. I never had to go to the pharmacy to get the injection. I always went to Dr. Bauer.
Okay. And you went to Dr. Bauer at the Methodist Dallas Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay. So then they must have filled it there.
I don't recall going to the pharmacy. I think they did ask me that question. I believe at the beginning maybe I told them, but then when they told me that I would have to inject it.
Yeah.
I did it because I was scared to do needles myself.
Uh-huh.
So I just preferred. I don't know why they didn't change it.
Okay, so you elected for them to just administer the Depo-Provera over you administering it.
Yes, I don't recall. I don't recall doing it myself. I may have the first time, but I don't recall.
Okay, that's fine. And then Dr. Brittany Bowler, was she also the prescribing doctor?
Yes.
Was she the one? Okay. She was the one who prescribed Depo?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what was the method of diagnosis for your meningioma? Was it CT scan, MRI, or both?
I believe it was both. I believe it was both.
Okay. Thank you. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed the meningioma?
It was he's a neurologist. Dr. Mark Rich.
Mark Rich. And where did Dr. Mark Rich practice out of?
He was in the same, it's a brain center there. So it's the same hospital, Methodist Dallas. That's where I believe, I recall seeing him, I believe.
Okay. Rich, like R-I-C-H?
It's R-I-T-C-H.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay, and then you saw him out of the Methodist Dallas Medical Center?
Yes, to my knowledge, because there's a it's a neurologist there. Yes, ma'am, I do a lot of things at Methodist, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And did you ever have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No, ma'am, not that I'm aware of. I just remember just going through all the symptoms and everything with this depo.
Yeah, okay. What type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
It was I had to do a craniotomy surgery.
Uh-huh, okay. Craniotomy surgery. Okay, I'm sorry you had to go through that because of Depo Provera.
Yeah, I thought it was a good thing, but I was wondering why in high school my friends had began using it, and I was wondering why they had stopped using it because they were experiencing issues. And so I was like, well, I hadn't at the time, you know, when I began to use it, I'm like, well, let's try it. And then I just started.
Was Dr. Rich the doctor that treated you for the meningioma, or did you have a different treating doctor?
He was a neurologist. I only had to see him that time after that.
Okay.
And that's about it that I remember.
Okay. And then you mentioned that when you were in the hospital, were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes. After the surgery,
uh-huh.
I was for about 7 to 8 days.
Okay. So for about 7 to 8 days. Do you recall roughly the dates that you were in the hospital, or at least the date you went into the hospital?
I don't.
Was it shortly after your diagnosis, or did it happen a couple of months after you were diagnosed?
I think it was a couple of months after because I was nervous to go do this surgery, so I don't remember that because it was a major thing.
Yeah, absolutely. That's okay. And it's okay. The medical records will show exactly when you were hospitalized. The attorneys just ask for this information to the best of your memory. So it's totally fine if you don't recall.
Okay.
I have your date of diagnosis down as March 14th of 2021. Would you like me to just put like 2 months after March as the placeholder of 2021? May or June?
That's fine, yes.
Okay. 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 21, I'll put medical records will show exact date. And then do you have any copies of medical records, or would you be able to provide them if requested?
Yes, I will have to contact the hospital to obtain necessary documents.
Okay. Got it.
Stuff they're allowed to keep there.
Okay. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Not at the moment because I'm not going to answer the phone.
That's okay. Okay.
She's not going to answer.
Okay, that's fine. And then I'm just going to go over the information I have. I just want to make sure I have everything correct before I send over the retainer agreement. And you'll see a HIPAA-compliant medical record release form. That form will allow the attorneys to request medical records. For that form, what is your social?
Sorry, I wasn't thinking I'm going to have to give my social. I'm so scared about that. Let me get it at my phone because I keep it in there because I forget sometimes. One moment.
Okay. Either the full social or the last four, whichever you're comfortable with.
Okay. I would, if you said I could do the last four, I'd be comfortable with that.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. The last four is 1449.
Thank you. Okay. And then I have, let's see, I have your first name spelled C-O-N-S-T-A-N-C-E. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then last name P-E-R-K-I-N-S. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have that you first started using Depo-Provera September of 2014, and you last stopped December of 2020?
Yes.
Okay, and I have that you were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain March 14th of 2021, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and I have your date of birth as 11-4-1986, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and then I have your mailing address as 1110 East Wintergreen Road, apartment 1525, DeSoto, Texas, 75115.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes, DocuSign.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that thing that you guys send and I can do it?
Yep, through email and through text. So you'll see the attorney's retainer agreement. They work solely on contingency basis, which means you're never paying them any money out of your pocket. How they get paid is by achieving a settlement on your behalf. So they're incentivized to achieve the greatest amount possible because it benefits both parties. If they're unable to achieve any kind of settlement, you don't have to pay them any fees. You don't have to pay them any money for their time and their effort. And it says that in these documents, okay? And then you'll also see that medical record release form. That form will allow the attorneys to request medical records. So you'll get a text as well as an email. It'll say, Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. Let me know when you see that text come through. I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or need any help opening those documents.
Okay. I have something coming. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And then I click the link there. Is that what you stated?
Yep. And then a pop-up will come up. You may have to press yes or allow to receive SMS messages.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then you should see a continue or a next button.
Okay.
Okay. And then there should be a little box to check that says I agree to use electronic records and signatures.
Okay, and then press continue.
Yep. And then you should see a start button.
Okay.
Okay.
Whoa, I think I'm going to need my glasses for this one. Oh, my. I'm small. Okay. One moment. Okay. Okay, at the bottom here. Okay. Sorry, I had to zoom in.
That's okay.
I have to wear glasses now. Never had to do that before. Okay. So, sign. Okay, I click sign and then I'm signing here.
Yep.
Okay. Ooh, that's ugly. Okay.
And then press adopted sign.
Is there two signatures? Oh,
yeah.
There it is.
Okay. So it'll just adopt that first signature. So you should only have to just sign once.
Okay. And then finish.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. It says you're done signing.
Perfect. Yep, I just got that email back. So you can exit out of that. You'll see a continue button, but that's just to proceed and go further into DocuSign, but you're all good with the DocuSign.
Okay.
You'll receive an additional email with the completed documents that you can just keep in your email for your records or print out, whichever you prefer. You're all set today. The next step is you'll receive a call from the law firm. It'll be Ben Martin Law Group. They'll be calling. They typically call within the next 2 weeks. And they'll be calling just to verify that it is okay to start the process. They won't be able to start the process until they hear from you. If you miss their call, it's okay. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. Just try and get back to them as soon as possible. Okay, Constance?
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Perfect. Well, it was a pleasure speaking to you. Again, if you have any questions, this 949 number is my desk number. Feel free to reach out to me at this number. And feel free to pass my number along to anyone who may have been affected by Depo Provera, okay?
Okay, yes, ma'am, it's Danette. Thank you so much for your patience and walking me through everything as far as, you know, the DocuSign and et cetera. I greatly appreciate it.
Of course, and I appreciate your patience as well. You have a great rest of your day and a happy new year, okay?
Yes, thank you. Same to you. Happy new year. Stay warm.
Yeah, bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.